We are Off the Record, local music on Radio K. I'm here with Purple Funk Metropolis. We just finished wrapping up an in-studio, and y'all sounded so great. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. You're too kind.
You too are too kind. So I have a few questions for you. The first being, where are you from, and what is it known for?
I'm from Stillwater, and it's known for its beautiful scenery. Where are you from?
I'm from Rochester, and it's known for, there's the Mayo Clinic there, the hospital.
True, yeah. I hear it has a riveting nursing program, perhaps?
Yeah,
hashtag
I think it's good.
Not an ad, by the way, but yeah, that's cool. And then my next question is, what is your first show that you ever went to, the band and the venue?
Like, personally attended concert?
Yes.
First concert that I saw was... Paramore at the State Fair.
Awesome.
And it was a very angsty, greasy experience.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You got an emo band, and then you've got the State Fair, and it's mm-hmm. grease and angst.
There was like a fight in front of me, two bros, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird thing to happen at a Paramore concert.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That is weird. Mine was a... I went to, sorry, I can't stop laughing thinking about it. I went to Styx and REO Speedwagon. It was
nice.
So funny. Oh, man.
Was that a casino?
No, that was also at the State Fair.
Huh.
So funny.
How old were you?
I think I was like 12. So, yeah, I didn't start hearing about sort of music until I was about 12.
Awesome. You were introduced to it with Styx and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Styx track?
Not that one, but the one where, like, there's like the one where there's like the two bass drum pedals and they're played almost simultaneously, but just like a little bit offset from each other.
Huh. Cool.
It's not that one.
A bass flam?
That is the one.
Okay. Cool. If any
and that's
you...
not Sail Away. That's not the.
I don't know.
The hit? Okay.
No.
Well, if any of you know that song, hopefully, maybe
call
let
in.
Us know. Call in, let us know. That'll be great. If you, Purple Funk Metropolis as a whole, I suppose, could have any Minnesota artist ranging from Prince to your neighbor who is also in a band, but you haven't heard of them at all, who would you have cover your tunes?
What do you guys think? New Sound Underground's an option. They're very sick. Mm. Prince is not around.
Yeah, but if he were, if his ghost were able to do a song, his hologram.
Let's see Bob Dylan covering a Purple Funk song. That'd be silly.
On an acoustic guitar, that would be.
Mm-hmm.
That would be intense.
Yeah.
He would have to learn how to do a lot of different things.
He'd have to learn how to sing, all the notes.
Yeah. That'd be hard.
But it would
be funny. I'd like to see that cat, Tim Pawlenty. I think he was in band in high school, actually.
He was swinging back then.
Awesome.
Tim Pawlenty.
Tim.
You seem like you have a lot of different options. Maybe you can make some sort of mixtape of all these local cats covering your songs, and that can be your next release. And speaking of that, do you have any plans for releases coming up anytime soon?
We've got some releases cooking. We're in the studio at the moment, and that should be wrapped up in the springtime, and then hopefully in the summertime we'll dish it out.
Dish it out.
Serve it up.
Some serving. Cool. Sounds great. Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. And y'all have been around for a while. I've heard your name through the radar ever since I have lived in Minnesota. Has it always been the same lineup? How did you guys kind of come together?
We were just talking about this. It started as a, our friend David needed to do like a project for his portfolio for like an audio engineering internship or something, and so he like asked me if he could like record a jazz project, and then I asked a bunch of people to show up at Ferguson, has their own like studio with like soundboard and everything, and we showed up and just sort of like made up some jams, and it turned into like funkier backbeat kind of stuff. And it was really silly. It was pretty dumb. But then it evolved into something that was still silly, but not as dumb.
Now it's special.
Yeah.
It is special. That session was so great.
Legendary.
Legendary. It'll really be one for the books, for sure. And I think you probably hate being asked this, but where did the name come from? Are you, was it influenced by Prince?
No, I probably should have thought of a clever response to that. No, it's I just thought it was a cool name.
Purple Funk Metropolis. Yeah, do you get that a lot?
No, actually. Surprisingly really? Not, no.
Wow, yeah, interesting.
People usually just assume that it is a Prince tribute thing and don't mind asking me.
Yeah.
But that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually a Vikings tribute.
No. Oh, a Vikings tribute band.
Purple Skull Metropolis.
How purple became Minnesota's official color, I suppose.
Are you not, really you know. Don't seem like you're super into that.
I do love the color purple. What's your favorite color? Is it purple?
That's a great transition. My favorite color is probably like a muted red, like a brick kind of red.
Okay. Similar
at the moment.
To the couch that you're sitting on, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like sage.
Sage. Okay. Cool.
Burnt or unburnt?
Burnt.
Word.
Cool. Are there any sort of last things that you would like to shout out? Anything you want to plug?
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you so much for being here today. Your session was great. We're just going to wrap things up. That was Purple Funk Metropolis live on Radio K. This is Off the Record, local music on Radio K.
Sweet.